Dave, I know, is pumped up for today's Tuesday table read. On a Thursday, in studio, we have Noel Acosta III. Noel?
Hi.
How are we doing?
I'm all right, Dan.
Hair's
I'm
looking
okay.
good. Hair's
Thank
looking
you.
Fresh, man. Across the
Thanks.
Hallway, we have Elon Lift. He will be our narrator. Noel will be playing Judge Randolph. And our roles are what, Tyler?
Okay, so Dan, you're actually going to play a character with your same first name.
Nice.
Lieutenant Daniel Caffey.
Nice.
Who is the defense lawyer.
Tom Cruise, and I've
That's
never
right.
seen a Tom Cruise movie. So
really?
It's very apropos.
No Mission Impossible.
I never saw any
really?
Of them. Not, okay. I don't have a Cruise aversion,
mm-hmm.
but I just had never seen one. With
Interesting.
Him. Yeah. No.
Well, don't watch the Mummy one.
All right.
That one's terrible.
That's good.
The one he did.
Minority
I watched that in theaters.
Report.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
That's Minority
good.
Report.
Yeah, I've heard that's good.
Yeah.
So then I will be hopping into Colonel Jessup's shoes, played by Jack Nicholson.
Ooh.
Judge Randolph will be played by Noel Acosta. I'm sure Karen from Why I Miss Him will appreciate that, especially following last week's...
She's going to think the judge is the sexiest character out of all of our readers. All right, so I think it's time to get into it, folks. We have a few good men coming your way, the You Can't Handle the Truth. So we have a few good men coming your way here, and we'll start it off with our narrator. Take it away, Elon.
An ongoing court-martial trial has Lieutenant Daniel Caffey as defense lawyer for Corporal Dawson and Private Downey, who are both accused of murdering fellow Marine William Santiago at the Guantanamo Bay Naval Base in Cuba. Dawson and Downey have maintained that they were given a code red order and that they never intended Santiago to die. In hopes to find the truth, Lieutenant Caffey has summoned the base commander, Colonel Nathan Jessup, as a witness. After Jessup spars evenly with Caffey's questioning, he and the judge Alex Randolph assume Caffey has no further questions, and Jessup begins to depart the courtroom.
Thanks, Danny. I love Washington.
Excuse me, I didn't dismiss you.
I beg your pardon?
I'm not through with my examination. Sit down.
Colonel.
What's that?
I'd appreciate it if he addressed me as Colonel or Sir. I believe I've earned it.
Defense counsel will address the witness as Colonel or Sir.
I don't know what the hell kind of a unit you're running here.
And the witness will address this court as Judge or Your Honor. I'm quite certain I've earned it. Take your seat, Colonel.
What do you want to discuss now? My favorite color?
Colonel, this 6 a.m. flight was the first one off the base, correct?
Yes.
There wasn't a flight that left 7 hours earlier and landed at Andrews Air Force Base at 2 a.m.?
Lieutenant, I think we've covered this, haven't we?
Caffey gets two logbooks from his table.
Your Honor, these are the Tower Chief's logs for both Guantanamo Bay and Andrews Air Force Base. Now, the Guantanamo log lists that no flight left after 11 p.m., and the Andrews log lists no flight that landed at 2 a.m. I'd now like to admit them as defense exhibits Alpha and Bravo.
I don't understand. You're admitting evidence of a flight that never existed?
But I believe it did, sir. Defense will be calling Airman Cecil O'Malley and Airman Anthony Rodriguez. They were the two working the ground crew at Andrews at 2 a.m., and that was on the 7th.
Your Honor, these men weren't on the list.
Rebuttal witnesses, Your Honor, are called specifically to refute testimony offered under direct examination.
I'll allow the witnesses.
This is ridiculous.
Colonel, a moment ago...
Check the tower logs, for Christ's sake.
We'll get to the airmen in just a minute, sir. Now, a moment ago, you ordered Lieutenant Kendrick to tell his men that Santiago wasn't to be touched.
That's right.
And Lieutenant Kendrick was clear on what you wanted.
Crystal.
Any chance Lieutenant Kendrick ignored the order?
Ignored the order?
Any chance he forgot about it?
No.
Any chance Lieutenant Kendrick left your office and said, "The old man is wrong"?
No.
So when Lieutenant Kendrick spoke to the platoon and ordered them not to touch Santiago, any chance they ignored him?
Have you ever served in an infantry unit, son?
No, sir.
Ever served in a forward area?
No, sir.
Ever put your life in another man's hands? Asked him to put his life in yours?
No, sir.
We follow orders, son. We follow orders or people die. It's that simple. Are we clear?
Yes, sir.
Are we clear?
Crystal. But, Colonel, I just have one more question for you before I call Airman O'Malley and Airman Rodriguez. Now, if you gave an order that Santiago wasn't to be touched, and your orders are always followed, then why would Santiago be in danger? Why would it be necessary to transfer him off the base?
Santiago was a substandard Marine. He was being transferred
That's not what you said. You said he was being transferred because he was in grave danger.
That's correct, but I...
No, you said he was in danger. I said grave danger. You said, is there any other...
I recall what I said.
I can have the court reporter read it back to you.
I know what I said. I don't have to have it read back to me like I'm...
Then why the orders, Colonel?
Sometimes men take matters into their own hands.
No, sir, you just made it clear a minute ago that your men never take matters into their own hands. Your men follow orders or people die. So Santiago shouldn't have been in any danger at all, should he have, Colonel?
You snotty little worm.
I'd like an answer to the question, Judge.
The court will wait for an answer.
If Lieutenant Kendrick gave an order that Santiago wasn't to be touched, then why did he have to be transferred? Colonel, Lieutenant Kendrick ordered the code red, didn't he? Because that's what you told Lieutenant Kendrick to do. And when it went bad, you cut the guys loose. You had Markinson sign this phony transfer order. You doctored all the logbooks. You coerced the doctor. And now I'm asking you, Colonel Jessup, did you order the code red?
You don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled to them.
You want the truth?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth! Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's gonna do it? You? You, Lieutenant Weinberg? I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You weep for Santiago, and you curse the Marines. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know. That Santiago's death, while tragic, probably saved lives. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want the truth, because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties. You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone to a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline. I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide, and then questions the manager, which I provide it. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up a weapon and stand a post. Either way, I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
Did you order the code red?
I did the job you sent me to do.
Did you order the code red?
You're damn right I did!
Please, the court, I suggest the members be dismissed so that we can move to an immediate Article 39A session. The witness has rights.
The members of the court will retire to an anteroom until further instructed.
All rise.
The sergeant-at-arms begins leading the jurors out of the room.
What the hell is this? Colonel, what's going on? I did my job, I do it again. I'm gonna get on a plane and go on back to my base.
You're not going anywhere, Colonel. MPs, guard the Colonel. Captain Ross?
What the hell is this?
Colonel Jessup, you have the right to...
I'm being charged with a crime? Is that what this is? I'm being charged with a crime? This is funny. That's what this is. This is... I'm gonna rip the eyes out of your head and spit on your dead skull! You messed with the wrong Marine!
Colonel Jessup, do you understand these rights as I've just read them to you?
You people. You have no idea how to defend a nation. All you did was weaken a country today, Caffey. That's all you did. You put people's lives in danger. Sweet dreams, son.
Don't call me son. I'm a lawyer and an officer in the United States Navy, and you're under arrest. The witness is excused.
Acting! Brilliant!
Thank you!
Snaps! Snaps! Snaps, Tyler.
Awesome job.
Do you hate me? Are you going to rip my eyes out of my head and spit on my dead skull?
Well, I can. I guess I'm going to jail. So.
All right, we'll break it down. We have to get you traffic, AccuWeather, a song of the day coming your way, and wow, whew, that was intense.
Yeah. Awesome steam.
Man, I saw Noel was like sweating a little
bit
over there.
Yeah.
Man, I'm sure Elon's glad he's in the other room. The air conditioning doesn't even feel like it's on anymore. All right, traffic, AccuWeather. We'll talk to our radio grandmother right after this here on Talk It Out.